Welcome to the NewsRamp Nonprofit Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, eager to share today's top business stories with you. NewsRamp.com selects the latest news from leading sources, ensuring you get the most pertinent information. A quick reminder, this podcast is created with the help of AI and AI voices, but the stories we cover are entirely real. You can find the full news articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Tuesday morning, September 9th, 2025, and we've curated an intriguing lineup of nonprofit news for you today. So whether you're in transit, at the gym, or at home, join us as we begin. Starting off with our first headline.
State Roundup, Maryland pushes back. Moore, Scott announced renewed collaboration between state-city police. State officials say Trump trying to undermine elections. Moore says COVID vaccines will be available. Maryland leaders Moore and Scott announce a renewed collaboration between Baltimore City Police Department and Maryland State Police to combat crime in the state's largest city. State officials push back against President Trump's attempts to intervene in elections, saying it undermines confidence. Governor Moore reassures Marylanders that COVID vaccines will be available. Meanwhile, the Maryland Department of Transportation releases a blueprint to expand the state's trail system, and the seafood industry in Maryland could benefit from tariffs. Maryland's first district becomes a bargaining chip in the fight for the U.S. House and U.S. Rep. Jamie Raskin defends Baltimore against House Republicans. Baltimore County Councilman Izzy Patoka launches his campaign for Baltimore County Executive. Carroll County State's Attorney reports seeking justice for 253 domestic violence victims since January 1st. The Maryland Supreme Court hears arguments on whether names in a report detailing sexual abuse within the Archdiocese of Baltimore can be made public. The Bronzeville Trail Task Force presents its 2025 Installation and Awards Luncheon. The Bronzeville Trail Task Force will hold its third annual Installation and Awards Luncheon on September 12th, 2025. Celebrating the progress made towards turning an abandoned rail line into a health-enhancing biking trail for Chicago's Southside residents. The task force aims to convert the Kenwood L Line embankment into a walking, running, and biking trail park with a projected construction cost of $100 million. This year's honorees include Cook County Board President Tony Preckwinkle, Dr. Maria Villalobos Hernandez, architect Vernon Williams, and design firm Smith Group. Featured speakers at the event will be Commissioner Sierra Boatwright of the Chicago Department of Planning and Development and Doug Moniason, CEO of UICO LLC. Sponsorship proceeds will support the BTTF's Workforce Development Program, encouraging students to continue their education or seek apprenticeships in construction trades.
Boca West Country Club dedicates its 15th Habitat for Humanity home. Boca West Country Club dedicated its 15th Habitat for Humanity home in South Bay, with the Kiana Ramsey family cutting the ribbon. Kiana, a single mother of two, is taking a step towards changing her family's future by becoming a teacher. The club was a major sponsor, providing funds and volunteer hours. Kiana plans to give back to her community and help others in need. The home, located at 460121 NW 10th Ave, South Bay, is the 15th local Habitat for Humanity home sponsored by Boca West Country Club. President Matthew Linderman expressed pride in investing in programs that change lives. For more information about Habitat for Humanity South Palm Beach, visit habitsouthpalmbeach.org. Boca West Country Club offers a luxury lifestyle with golf courses, tennis facilities, pools, spa, and restaurants. It has received numerous awards and recognitions for its outstanding amenities and service.
2025 WAM Edge Awards to back early career researchers in women's health. WAM Women's Health Access Matters is proud to announce the 2025 WAM Edge Awards, providing critical support to early career researchers in women's health. These grants focus on how biological sex influences health outcomes in key areas like autoimmune disease, cancer, and heart health. WAM is also welcoming proposals in areas like health span, bone health, and innovative methodologies. The awards offer $25,000 in funding for preclinical, clinical, or translational research. Recipients will be notified on October 29th, with the virtual presentation on November 18th. By investing in early career scientists, WAM aims to drive progress in women's health research and reshape the funding landscape to prioritize women's health. Q&A with Joanne DiGennaro, President of the Center for Excellence in Education. Joanne DiGennaro co-founded the Center for Excellence in Education, CEE, in 1983 with Admiral H.G. Rickover, advocating for STEM education. As president, she has helped students gain admission to top U.S. colleges and companies like BCG, Cisco, and Google. CEE's mission is to nurture scholars in STEM fields, providing talent for universities and leading corporations. STEM education is vital for the future, driving innovation and addressing global challenges. CEE alumni excel at companies such as Apple, Google, and SpaceX. Notable alumni include founders of Pinterest and pioneers in gene editing technology. CEE's recent RSI program at MIT empowers students with valuable skills and connections. The organization is supported by firms in STEM fields and welcomes additional funding. Joanne's dedication to CEE for over four decades has shaped the success of countless students, inspiring them to pursue careers in STEM.
Sheehy Auto Stores collects thousands of school supplies to support local students. This summer, Sheehy Auto Stores helped hundreds of students across the Mid-Atlantic start the school year with confidence through a series of community-driven back-to-school initiatives. With 30 dealerships participating in donation drives, free haircut events, and local school partnerships, Sheehy collected and distributed thousands of school supplies and provided critical support to families preparing for the new school year. From backpacks and notebooks to haircuts and lunches, Sheehy's efforts spanned Virginia, Maryland, and Washington, D.C., reinforcing the company's ongoing commitment to the communities it serves. Highlights included all 30 dealerships participating in the annual school supply drive, Toyota's Big Summer Give Back initiative, and the Sharp Start Saturday event in partnership with Pete's Barbershop in Fredericksburg. Sheehy Auto Stores continues to strengthen communities through its Sheehy Cares initiative.
Pups and Pumpkins returns to the Shops at Boca Center. The Shops at Boca Center invites the community to join in a tail-wagging celebration at Pups and Pumpkins on Tuesday, October 28th from 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Guests can enjoy festive fall vibes, treats for humans and pups, and a Halloween pet costume contest. Furry contestants can win gift cards from Boca Center merchants. Attendees can explore special offerings, enjoy live music, tastes, and sips, and participate in themed activities. Tickets are $20 per person, with proceeds benefiting Tri-County Animal Rescue. Tri-County Animal Rescue rescues, rehabilitates, and rehomes animals. The Shops at Boca Center is an upscale retail and dining destination with various tenants. For more information, visit www.bocacenter.com.
Autumn vibes and personalized pumpkins at the Shops at Boca Center. Fall festivities are in full swing at the Shops at Boca Center, with a pumpkin pop-up on Saturday, October 25th from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. Guests can browse and bring home their perfect pumpkin, with a variety of shapes and shades available. Talented artists will personalize purchased pumpkins with names or monograms, courtesy of the Shops at Boca Center. All proceeds from pumpkin sales will benefit Kaysen United Methodist Church's community outreach programs. Register in advance for this seasonal celebration at the provided link. The Shops at Boca Center is a 107,227-square-foot upscale retail and dining destination with a variety of tenants to explore. For more information, visit the official website.
Class Acts, Rotary Club honors Boca's best teachers at 40th Annual Awards Celebration. March 26th, 2026, from 5:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. For four decades, the Rotary Club of Boca Raton Sunrise has proudly celebrated educators at the Teacher of the Year Awards Celebration. This year's event takes place on March 26, 2026, from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. at the Studio at Misner Park. Since 1987, the event has recognized over 700 outstanding teachers, with 23 educators honored each year. The evening will feature a cocktail reception, performances by student groups, and a multimedia presentation honoring each teacher. the Rotary Club partners with the Golden Bell Education Foundation to support the Boca Raton public school system. Sponsorship opportunities are available for those looking to get involved. Visit RotaryBocaSunrise.org for more information. Evening of Honor and Hope at Salute to Heroes Gala, benefiting K9s for Warriors. The annual Salute to Heroes Gala, benefiting K9s for Warriors, will be held on February 21, 2026, at the Sawgrass Marriott Golf Resort and Spa. This event aims to raise funds to provide service dogs to military veterans suffering from PTSD. Guests can enjoy a cocktail reception, gourmet dinner, open bar, silent auction, and testimonials from Warrior graduates. The night will end with a nightcap after party. Join K9s for Warriors in supporting our nation's heroes and their journey towards healing. For more information, visit K9sForWarriors.org.
Cayenne Wellness Center presents Scar Stories, a visual testimony of sickle cell warriors. Cayenne Wellness Center, in collaboration with the Sickle Cell Community Consortium and the Sickle Cell Disease Association of America, presents Scar Stories, a visual testimony of sickle cell warriors. This groundbreaking art exhibit captures the untold stories behind the scars of those living with sickle cell disease. Launching with a special video montage on September 17, 2025, at 12:50 p.m. PST during the 17th Annual Sickle Cell Disease Educational Summit, the exhibit will be open to the public from September 18 to 20, 2025, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. at the San Jose Marriott. Through striking photography and bold storytelling, Scar Stories redefines scars as symbols of endurance, survival, and beauty. This project is curated under the leadership of Cayenne Wellness Center and Children's Foundation, with CA state funding making it possible. Scar Stories offers a powerful glimpse into the strength of the sickle cell community.
MilkScot Game returns with SEC athletes powering performance. MilkScot Game returns for another season, showcasing how real dairy milk powers athletes' performance on and off the field. The Dairy Alliance joins SEC football players Gunnar Stockton and Talon Taylor of Georgia, along with Jake Merklinger of Tennessee, to highlight the benefits of dairy milk's high-quality protein for strength, recovery, and hydration. With 8 grams of protein in every serving, dairy milk helps athletes stay strong and perform at their best. The campaign also emphasizes the role of moms in championing dairy milk as a key part of athletes' routines. For more information about the Dairy Alliance, visit their website or follow them on social media.
Coney Island Clown School welcomes 2025 cohort with world-class faculty and expanded vision. Coney Island Clown School is gearing up for its 2025 session, welcoming students from across the country for a week of creativity and connection. The school, now a federally recognized nonprofit, aims to preserve and advance the art of clowning as a cultural legacy. Rooted in vulnerability and physical storytelling, clowning teaches artists to connect deeply with audiences through humor and surprise. The program offers world-class instruction in various clowning skills, from puppetry to mime arts. Public performances, including a magical showcase and student showcase, invite the community to experience the joy of clowning. To learn more about the Coney Island Clown School and its mission, visit ConeyIslandClownSchool.com. Association for the Treatment of Neuroplastic Symptoms holds national conference September 28 to 30. The Association for the Treatment of Neuroplastic Symptoms will host a national conference from September 28 to 30 in Boulder, Colorado. Medical professionals and experts will discuss diagnosing and treating non-structural pain and illness caused by stress-induced changes in nerve pathways. Conditions like fibromyalgia, migraines, and chronic back pain will be explored. A new national survey reveals that nearly half of U.S. adults have unexplained symptoms, likely neuroplastic in nature. Dr. David Clark, president of ATNS, emphasizes the importance of understanding and addressing these conditions. The conference will feature over 40 experts in neuroplastic pain and illness, focusing on neuroplastic recovery therapy as an effective and affordable treatment option. For media passes, contact Hint Symptomatic. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Nonprofit Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.